Well, that was Perk yesterday piling on.
Spitting facts.
Jason Tatum. Oh, you agree?
Oh, yeah, I agree with Perk on that one. So, he's spitting facts.
No pride. Says he doesn't have pride on the parquet.
Yeah, don't look like it right now.
And doesn't have the dog in him, or at least hasn't so far had the dog in
him. As of right now, Perk ain't lying about nothing. And I think Tatum would probably tell you the same thing, and he kind of did. He kind of told you that I ain't playing the way I should be playing. You want to be that guy, then you got to perform at that level. It's one thing to have a stinker here and there. All the great players do it, but you can't have consistent stinkers in a series.
Yeah. How have you wagered this, Shime?
I'm sorry?
Where are you at wagering on tomorrow and on series going forward?
Yeah, I am going to bet Jason Tatum 30-plus point game. That's my bet for tomorrow. I think he responds. Like, he knows he's played like dog water for two games. He knows he has to respond. They've played great on the road this year. So I think in Madison Square Garden, he could have a Kobe-esque game at the Garden on Saturday.
He plays good there, too. I think when during the season, I think he had like maybe a 40-piece at MSG. But yeah, it's
Didn't you say we can't talk about the regular season?
No, I'm just saying he had like a 40-piece. I'm not saying it matters, but he played good there. So, you know, maybe he sees the ball go in better. It's all on him, though. I think what it tells us now.
Yeah.
It's really about what you do to determine where this team goes and where your early legacy will be looked at.
Yeah, well, when it comes to overall shooting percentage, odds are that they will not suffer the same fate that they have suffered
of
late, right?
You would think they shoot over 30. They usually shoot during the regular season. They're about 35-36%. Now they're shooting 25%.
You took 100 threes.
Yes.
The first two, and you made 25% of them. So
that is bad.
That can't happen again.
I just don't understand how Mazzulla, like, tells everyone he really is irrelevant. Like, because if they make their shots, they win. If they miss their shots, they lose. Like, I still think they win the series because they're a much better team. But I'm concerned about the whole makeup. I think there's been a ding to Mazzulla in this series, especially in the way Greg, we talked about this earlier, compare him to Bill, saying that he's adversarial with the media. But he's lacking the most essential quality that made what Bill did endearing to his players, which was that he always was first to say, "It's on me.
It's us."
Don't do that. I agree with you on that.
Me, coaching staff, got to do a better job.
Got to coach better. We got
to. Say that Tatum had a good look. It's shocking to me. Literally, nobody saw that play and thought Tatum had a good look. Right?
No, we were thinking, why not call a timeout when the play didn't work?
Right. I don't get it. It's okay. Like, not every play you draw up obviously is going to be successful. But in hindsight, to say that the next day to the media that Jason Tatum had a good look. And admitting to running the identical play you had run earlier?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I worry that they're not going to really adjust to this Knicks team going into game three. Like, I think Joe Mazzulla is so stubborn in his ways and wanting to prove people wrong. Like, I don't think we see a different game plan for these guys. It's going to be the same thing.
That's what they do.
I don't feel like it's adjusting to the Knicks team. Like, I feel like it's adjusting your offense when you're not hitting your threes.
Yeah.
Like, they're a better basketball team.
Right.
By far. Like,
but your offense is not really built to change because when we looked at the numbers, the majority of your guys shoot twos versus three pointers. They take more three pointers than they do two pointers, except for Jaylen Brown, who's at 70% two pointers and 30% three pointers. But the rest of those guys are over 50% when it comes to the shot selection that they're taking.
Yeah.
I don't mind the wide open ones, the hockey passes, the guy being, you know, driving and dishing and the guy being wide open. I don't like the pull-ups. I don't like coming off the dribbles, the step backs. Like, you just don't do that well.
Yeah. Well, game three, 3:30 tomorrow, and we will be back here on Monday talking about the result, and you can talk about it in advance of the game all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, including with Jones and Keefe coming up in a half an hour. But right now, Hill Notes, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric! Jackson here with another life jack. If one was looking to become a serial killer, hypothetically speaking, it is fairly simple. Start by heading over to Costco. And in the home and garden section, you'll find polypropylene rope, perfect for binding arms and legs together. Then look through the shovels and pickaxes and find a spade shovel. I've heard that it's perfect for digging a shallow grave in woodsy terrain. Then scamper on over to Housewares and buy yourself a set of butcher knives, perfect for slicing and dicing. Then off to the Costco tire shop for 4 donut tires to throw on your creeper van. It'll throw the cops off your scent. Before you leave, don't forget to grab a couple of Dolly 50 jugs. Don't want to go out on a murderous rampage on an empty stomach. Happy hunting, you sadistic freaks.
So good. Even going so with good. The I found, I heard.
Yeah.
Jackson told me that he has another life jack. Maybe we'll get that before the end of the show. Jackson, you have a life jack to share this morning before we get out of here, right? Food related? All right. Maybe we'll get that before we get out of here.
All right. Love the life jacks.
Yeah.
Love you guys, mean it. But if you don't see the irony in the kings and queen of flex time discussing how someone won't do something for the good of the team, yeah.
Wiggy's not the king.
No, he's talking about Shime.
Yeah, but Shime's on our opposite
side. I'm on Greg's
side. You and I.
Yeah.
I think he's saying Shime criticized Endeavors for not doing something. Mm. And then Shime's always.
Whenever I'm asked, Ken, whenever I'm asked to do something, I always say yes.
Yeah.
Me too. I move flights. I have numerous, actually. Canceled trip, actually. Yeah.
What did you cancel?
Well, we were supposed to be with Santo's parents for a little weekend away, but it was a road show, and it was, so I canceled it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's nice of you. Thank you.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Dedication.
Yes.
Which road show?
The first one.
Oh, the Springfield one.
Springfield,
oh,
yeah.
You were planning to be away for the Springfield one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, road show, 2 weeks from today, kicking off Memorial Day weekend, and we will be at the Lobster Trap in Bourne, and cannot wait to get down there and be on Cape, Wiggy, to start Memorial Day weekend. Night before, pregame is at the Trading Post, and over-under on bar pizza slices from Shime was 12.
Yeah, I said 12. Wiggy said 20, so...
Yeah,
no, I went over 20. I think because I easily think you could put down 12 easily, especially those pizza, those slices are small.
Like, 12 is nothing.
Yeah, John. Especially with a bar pizza.
I know you're watching your weight, but you can do more than 12.
Yeah, yeah, maybe I'll just have to do a 5K beforehand.
Yeah,
really, or carbo load up.
Okay.
Hey, Wiggy, just say you and your wife were driving to New York, and your wife says, "Wiggy, I don't like the way you drive. You make me nervous." So halfway through the trip, she gets a massive migraine headache and says, "Wiggy, can you drive the last 2 hours to New York?" And you look at her and say, "Nope." Well, a marriage is like a team, and that's not being a team player. For once, can you criticize an athlete? You're such a fraud.
I criticize athletes all the time.
Not really.
Yeah, I do.
You generally take their side.
No,
I understand
it. I criticize athletes all the time. I can't give you the list of the ones that I do, but I've criticized plenty of athletes. I've criticized Mac Jones. Who else have I criticized?
But you don't criticize them when it comes to their spoiled behavior.
No, I criticize guys if they're spoiled.
You find it justified.
No, I find certain things justified because some people don't know what it's like to be on the other side of an athlete and an organization, you know, not telling you the truth or, you know, trying to deceive you a little bit. So... That part,
Wiggy criticizes Jaylen Brown, says that if Jaylen Brown were the alpha, he'd get a lot more crap.
I criticize athletes all the time. I just think that you have to see the other side. Like, if somebody is, in your mind, deceiving you on what they're telling you, they tell you one thing and do another thing, I could see why he'd be petty.
And you have to, if you're being 100, if you're going to be honest with yourself, you have to put yourself in his shoes and how you'd be feeling. You'd be feeling a certain type of way if you were Rafael Devers. So that's the bottom line. Like, we don't live in a perfect world. Not everybody's going to make decisions that we're all happy with. But you'd probably be peeved, too.
I really wouldn't be. Like, I understand your point, Courtney, and we just disagree on this. Like, if I'm making a 10-year deal at $330 million and the organization improves at the position that I was playing, I go to DH, I start hitting again, and then our first baseman has a torn ligament in his knee and is done for the year, Like, I don't think it was the intention of Breslow and Cora to make an ass out of you.
You've never been petty?
Oh, Courtney, a million times.
Right. So then that's
yeah,
it.
I think it's more so like, yeah, you're allowed to be mad, but why do you need to go out into the media and kind of like take shots at your GM?
Because you felt time. Like they were deceptive towards
every
you.
Time.
See, Courtney, it's hard for them to understand because what do instantly people say? Oh, if I was making $30 million a year, I would clean up toilets. The problem is you've never made that type of money, so you would think this is how you would act. But if you're making $30 million a year and you've been making that, you're a professional athlete, you are going to feel a certain type of way. There's going to be a pride factor. I was upset when I was in Minnesota, and I wanted out of Minnesota because they used to put in a younger kid who they felt like, oh, I couldn't stretch the field.
Stupid Brad Childress.
Yeah, like he would. But I was like still able to do it, and I felt a certain way towards the organization, and then they're going to like, oh, we'll give you the opportunity to do it, but then you don't. If the problem is, it's like me saying, you know what? I would never spend $5 billion on Babe Ruth's underwear. $5
million. What? Billion? I was like, whoa.
No, $5
million. I would not either.
No, yeah. But when you're a...
either
but amount. But when you're a billionaire, you're like... You have no problem spending that money. So people who have never...
About that.
No. People who don't have that type of money never been in it, they don't know.
Courtney thinks octopus and squid are the same thing. And Shime thinks that people know what a bo staff is. What are you doing?
I didn't think they were the same thing. I was confused if calamari was squid or octopus. They're in the same family, though. Okay.
What's a bo staff?
What Donatello carries in Ninja Turtles.
Oh, okay.
Remember we talked about it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because when we were talking about the scepters.
I thought it was just a scepter, you said.
Mm. Yeah, Greg said scepter, and I was like, yeah, it's like a bo staff with like a ball at the ends of most times.
And then we deviated to the scepter.
Dude had a very nice scepter. Like, I was walking right along Seaport Boulevard, beautiful day yesterday. Grown man, 40, 41, 42 years old, standing there talking to another grown man. And he had full scepter.
Do you think he
and another guy was wearing like a leather skirt thing.
Oh.
Do you think he was an S-rank wizard?
Huh?
Do you think he was an S-rank wizard with that kind of scepter?
Yes.
Shoot me in the head.
The other guy was probably representing some sort of a medieval video game because he had like the leather tunic, I guess. More of a
maybe like The Witcher.
Probably. I'm not familiar.
But, okay.
Quidditch.
It is, if you happen to get to the Seaport this weekend, you will see a lot of grown adults who are acting out their video game fantasies, right? And it's full cosplay.
It's a beautiful thing.
Greg,
Kicks off in 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Greg, even more plastic than usual in the Seaport this weekend.
That's right, baby. The Pope is officially American. U.S. is forever and always will be number one in the eyes of the Lord, even. These colors don't run, baby. Ricky Bobby said it first. Let me get a in the name of the Lord.
All right. Southside.
Pope is a White Sox fan. Is that what his brother told everybody?
Yeah, he's a White Sox fan. Okay. And then there's been photos shared of him at White Sox games.
Right. Okay.
Don't the White Sox stink?
He's from Chicago, so he probably is, but I can't stand deep dish pizza.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it either.
Agreed.
They love it out there.
You know what I mean, Curtis?
I do. It's such a waste of time. When you go to Chicago, you put the order in. I kid you not, it's 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it's the hottest thing on the planet for 20. Right. So you got to wait an hour.
If you're hankering for a loaf of half-baked bread,
right,
with a tiny little bit of tomato sauce and a dollop of cheese on it, go get that.
Mm-mm.
That's not pizza.
Yeah.
And the other thing
all crust, no topping on that crap.
But why do they have such little marinara on it?
I don't know.
It's so dry.
I don't get it.
It's too much dough.
Gross.
Who wants all that?
No disrespect to the new Pope.
No.
That's Chicago, though.
Chicago.
I don't know the first thing about baseball, but if I'm making $300 million, those guys could tell me to go cut the lawn and I'd still do it. Good Lord. One more thing. Shime still stinks. Have a good day.
He had a different accent today than he normally
does. He did.
Has.
That's why I didn't expect it.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. He does a pretty good job of hiding it a lot of the times, which I respect.
Right. Yeah.
Keeps you guessing.
Hey, good morning.
For the record, I am fully on board with Devers playing first base. He's got to be a team player. But let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he just got finished watching the movie Moneyball.
But the thing is, you don't know how to play first base. Scott?
That's right.
It's not that hard, Scott. Tell him, Wash.
It's incredibly hard.
By the way, a new thing at Fenway, I don't know whether it's new, but I noticed it yesterday. They have a wall with all the movies that had scenes filmed in them at Fenway Park.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. So the town.
Moneyball. They had Fever Pitch, one of my favorites.
Fever Pitch.
Fever Pitch.
Citizen Kane.
Goodwill Hunting.
Yep.
The Departed.
They go to the ballpark.
Who's a tail?
The Departed?
Don't they go to the ballpark?
I don't think so.
That was the worst. Try to act like you've seen it.
I've seen The Departed. I've seen The Departed many, many times. Many, many times.
Feel the dreams.
But no, I guess the only place that I really recognize is in the seaport, like right on the...
I could just see your little brain turn.
I know. It's just like...
throw one out there.
Shoot. Like Boston movies. Boston movies.
Like about what it is?
Handmaid's Tale.
Not a movie.
Yo, what up, kid? What up, guys? What up, girly? You guys killing it out there today. That recap, absolute gold. Absolute gold. Marconi just for the recaps every week. That is absolutely wonderful. Gets my Friday going, gets it pumped. No Shime, no Chris. This is not a planted call, just a longtime listener. Pretty much 30 years since the day I was born. Love you guys. And
thank you. Well,
they love the wrap up.
And Acrobatic is extremely talented.
So good.
He'd be spitting them bars, man.
We appreciate the effort that he puts in.
Jack and Jill hit up the hill for a personal selfie. Craig fell down and broke his crowns from Dr. Wu, and the bill came soon after.
That was very nice, though, like to encounter them, and they were doing their photos, and they stopped in the middle of the photos. They love the show, right. So... Congratulations to Jack and Jill from Hopkinton on their engagement.
That's awesome.
Hey, I'm not the biggest Devers fan, but can I point out that Craig Breslow has the Salem team, Greenville, Portland, Worcester, and Boston, and he still didn't plan to have any first basemen that are ready to come up if Casas goes down, and he wasn't that good to begin with? Breslow's your villain.
No. It's a good point. I mean, the guy had, going into the season, had yet to play a full season in Major League Baseball without being injured. So maybe that should have been something that you thought about,
I guess. Well, you should be preparing for that position. Yeah. You don't ask a guy who's played one position for, what, 6-7 years straight, and then you say, all right, we're moving you off that position.
Well, you can ask him.
Yeah. That's just stupid.
It's like a nice thing. Say, hey, would you mind helping out here a little bit?
He's probably like,
in a pinch.
Don't you have a ton of prospects that can go over there and play first base?
Maybe doesn't.
How much do you think Sam Kennedy loves the front office report and all the S-stirring that occurs after it?
Hey, show. 2 days in a row picking on Disney adults. Just had to drop a message defending us. I proposed to my wife in Disney World. We honeymooned in Disney World. We celebrated our first anniversary in Disney World. We just had our 10th anniversary, and we're about to celebrate it in Disney World. It's not that bad. Good thing marriage is only until death do us part.
Must cost them a fortune. Yeah. Well, that is very expensive, Disney. Yeah.
I am surprised Shime's not a Disney adult, because like your likes align with Disney adults.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate Disney, but I won't pay all that kind of money just to go to Disney.
Are you do you like rides?
Yeah, I
like feel
rides.
Like you gotta really love rides to be a Disney person.
He likes make-believe.
Right,
but yeah. Even the make-believe of the rides, right?
Do you and Santo know, I learned this from Jen and Julia, who just took a quick trip to Florida, there is a new Harry Potter world at Universal.
I know. We haven't been to the original Harry Potter world. We are not Disney adults, but we would like to go and make it like a part of a bigger trip. So now hearing it's like it's part of another. It's not just Harry Potter, from my understanding. Yeah. There's like a few other things, but it's an extension off Harry Potter world, and it looks sick.
They said that it was excellent.
Yeah.
So you guys should go.
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right, Shine. Thank you. Hill Notes this morning brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!